Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Center, about the facility and academies at the center. And the Washington Center is going to be offering some programs that are relatively quick programs. They're rather short in time required. Can you tell us about some of these?
Yeah, we have a couple great new opportunities for the fall term to meet some short-term training needs. Two programs in particular. We have an EMT, which Emergency Medical Services Program, where in 16 weeks, which is just the traditional fall semester, at the end of this experience, meeting just a couple hours a day, someone completing this class will become a certified EMT and also have their CPR and first aid certification. So all great industry-recognized credentials. And then we're also offering a TIG welding class for the fall semester. And again, a 16-week experience, 90 minutes a day, and at the end of this experience, a student can earn their American Welding Society AWS welding certification. So these are great opportunities for someone that maybe has a short-term goal of entering the workforce in these two particular areas.
And these programs would be a nice transition for somebody maybe looking to change a career path, or even for those who recently graduated high school?
Yeah, both. And what's great is the short-term experience, of course, can lead to immediate employment, but also someone might decide to continue their education beyond these classes. A lot of times we work with individuals that they need that certification so they can start working, and then they're going to school part-time to finish up their degree while they're working as an EMT or as a welder here locally.
And we've talked in the past about the academies that the center is going to be offering. Do any of those still have openings for area students?
We do. Some of the academies have combined have a handful of spots that are available. We traditionally hold the classes for our concurrent high school students, but there is opportunity for traditional college credit students to participate in the experience if there's space available. So I would recommend if anybody is interested in something, like maybe if it's welding or criminal justice or our architecture construction program, you know, we do have some space available to contact me, and I can kind of talk with the student about the schedule and see if it might be a good fit for them.
And what's the best way to contact you?
I would say calling would be most convenient. The number here at the center is 653-4655.
And also coming up with this fall semester are some free ELL classes. Can you tell us about those?
Yes, this is a great annual opportunity that we offer for community members, and like you mentioned, free of charge. We're offering evening classes for individuals that want to either learn how to speak and write English or improve their English language skills. And this year, we're offering 8-week classes. So we have two classes for the fall semester and two classes for the spring semester. And this just allows more flexibility for the student to be able to have more than one entry point into the program. They're Monday and Thursday evenings. It's just 2 hours a night, a couple different levels. So we have some students that were in the program last year in the beginning level, and they're moving on to the intermediate level this year. But just a great opportunity for anyone that's interested and learning how to speak English and improve their English language skills.
And how do they sign up for this class?
We do have a pre-registration session that we require students to attend. We have two different dates, one on Monday, August 4th, or Wednesday, August 6th. Both of those are at 5:30 p.m. And at the registration session, we're simply just gathering the student demographic information, and then there is a short entrance exam the students take. And it's not a pass-fail exam. It's simply a kind of like a checkpoint test to let us see where their skills currently are at so that we ensure that we're putting them in the appropriate level, of course.
And have you heard feedback from students who participated in these classes in the past?
Yeah, everyone enjoys the courses, and we've had some great success stories where students have moved on from the English language classes and have either enrolled into completing their high school diploma, and also we've had a student that's enrolled into college-level classes now looking to pursue her college degree.
Great. And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just a reminder that the building opens August 25th, and that's when our fall term classes begin. So if anyone is thinking about taking classes here locally in Washington, now is really the time to do it. We have a lot of great new opportunities and course offerings available that we just didn't have in the past. So contact us here at the center if they are interested in enrolling.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Regional Washington Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.